Hey. So I do this thing called community engagement, and it's like this new and budding field where people ask you to come out and, you know, engage communities, right? That's what it says, right? So usually they used to call it community outreach, but this one is saying that from the inside you're willing to be engaged as well. So that translates into a lot of different things depending on who asks you to come and engage the community around them. So I get this one phone call, and they're like, you know, we have this beautiful place, this beautiful institution. We do all these things. We have this amazing, but we have these apartment complexes that are like all around us, and nobody's coming, right? And I'm like, well, why do you think nobody's coming? Because, I mean, it's like, you know, that house that you never went to, you know why you didn't go to that house, but did they know why nobody came to their house, right? So I was like, why do you think that nobody's coming? And, well, we don't know. Maybe they don't like the art. Maybe they don't like, you know, this culture. I don't know. So I said, okay, well, I'd love to come visit. I come to visit. It's amazing. It's just like, it's art made out of some of the most beautiful natural items that I've ever seen. It was just phenomenal. And I said, okay, well, how else can I get to know your staff, who people are working with, who's inviting people out? Who do you have inviting people? So they say, well, we have this annual ornament-making party, right? And I said, okay, all right, okay. So they use a lot of natural items, and they say, well, we use all the items from around our surrounding woods, and we make ornaments, and then we decorate this amazing tree. We do all this stuff for it. Okay, no problem. I said, well, they invite me to come, and I get a chance to meet everybody that's there. I walk in the door, and I was like, oh, how did I not see this? Community engagement is translation to why aren't the black people coming, right? So I'm like, okay, so that's really what you're saying. You're not, you're like, why aren't the black people coming? Why aren't the Latinos coming? Why aren't the black people coming? Why is everybody not coming, right? So I get there, and I am the only black person. I'm the only person of color. No problem. No big deal. I mean, the city's 66% black, but never mind that. So I'm like, okay, so we're going to make ornaments. We're going to have fun. No problem. You guys don't know why anybody's coming. Might have a little something to do with who you got inviting, but that's okay, right? So we make ornaments. It's fun. I'm like, wow, people would enjoy this. People would, like, I would want my kids to do this. I'm in grad school. I've got this 1.5, 2-year-old. I know. I was crazy for doing that. But anyway, I would want to come do it. So we're making the ornaments. And it's like this, I mean, it's just like every possible part of nature that you can imagine. And people are making these, I mean, just phenomenal ornaments. And I was just in awe of the process. Everybody was so loving. So nice, so kind, so generous, so, I mean, it was just a beautiful space, right? And I get into this groove of, like, making my ornament, and I'm a little bit, you know, I don't want to say competitive, but I do want it to, you know, I want it to pop just a little bit. Can you get a little poppage? A little poppage. Okay. So so the guy is, like, there's a guy who's, like, kind of standing cat a corner from the table, and I'm making my ornaments. He's looking at me, he's like, what you got there? And I'm like, you know, okay, making my stuff. So while I'm trying to figure it out here, he's making his thing, and his friend comes over, and she's showing him his ornament. I think they came together, and he says, hey, why don't you look at my ornament? Do you think it's missing anything? And she's like, no, it's beautiful. He made this, like, very elaborate tree. And it was, like, just the branches. It looked like a beautiful winter tree, something to be on a Christmas tree. Looked very, very, very decadent from what I could see from where I was, right? So then he says to his friend, he says, do you think anything's missing? She's like, no, it looks great. He's like, I think it's missing a noose. What? I was like, you'll touch here. Just, I'm like, there's got to be a Christmas song for this. So I keep making my stuff, right? But I'm peeping out the corner of my eye, seeing what's happening. And she says, she gets this look on her face, and she's like, what? And she looks over at me to kind of remind him that a person who might just be a scooch, just a tad bit offended by that, is in the room, which I then take it. I'm like, okay, so you're not actually upset that he said it. You're actually upset that he got caught saying it. But that's interesting, too. So I keep making my thing, right? So I'm not paying it any mind. I'm just not paying it any mind. And he says, yeah, you know, I mean, a colored noose. And I'm like, this guy is really going in. I leave it alone. I continue to make my ornament the most beautiful freaking ornament that you could possibly make out of leaves and tangled other stuff, right? Because we get to present and explain our ornaments, right? I said, okay, so now we've got to put the ornaments up and explain it to people. Great. So I put my ornament up. I make sure it's really close to his because we're friends now, right? You know? We're buddies, right? So he gets up. He starts explaining his ornament. And it takes me back to this place where I was reading this, listening to this documentary of, like, Martin Luther King. And he was, like, doing the I Have a Dream speech, but he was losing the crowd. And I think it was Mahalia Jackson that was like, tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream, right? And so then he begins to go into, I have a dream. I have a dream, right? And it becomes this thing. And I became inspired by Mahalia. I did. Very inspired. And I said, excuse me. Do you have anything else you would like to add about your ornament? And he was like, no. I said, you no other accoutrement, maybe? No. And he flushes white. Then he flushes about purple. And I said, I don't know, maybe a decorative braided something? Does anybody else think it's missing something? Missing anything, anybody? Missing something? He's like, it's not missing anything. I said, but I think it is. You were saying to her that it's missing. It's just not missing anything. I said, oh, okay. So I let it alone. He's gone from like blank white to purple to red to, it's just, he was way more colorful than the noose that he actually was calling a color noose. So I was like, okay. So then as they're about to leave, I do make it my business as he's like standing back in the audience. And I was like, you sure you don't want to tell him about the noose? And he was like, just quiet. And I get behind him a little closer. I said, but it seems so interesting. It's got all these historical references. You should really discuss it. And he moves away. I move close to him. I mean, it's Christmas, you know? We're family now, right? Let's get close. And I just keep mentioning it over and over, just little whispers, because you don't want anyone to know, right? Right. They pack all their things. He gets to go. His friend is pissed to the highest level of pissivity. She's through with him. She's through with everybody. And she just looks at me and she was like, I really like your scarf. And translated into outed racism, that means I really do apologize. I'm so sorry. He's an asshole. I'm an asshole. I'm a jerk. Everybody's a jerk. I'm so sorry. I hope you have a great time. That was a translation of that, but it came out as I like your scarf, but I got her. So he just tries not to make eye contact as they're leaving out the door. I grab some cookies, put it in a nice little bag, and give it to him. And I'm like, Merry Christmas. I tied it with a rope. Merry Christmas, guys.